What in the world was happening?
The airplane had disappeared. John was sitting, not on an airplane toilet seat, but on a wide wooden bench. Not thousands of feet in the air, but in the middle of a group of scraggly-looking men. On a boat, on the water.
Friends, haven't you any fish?
The question was not asked by any of the men on the boat. The voice came over the breeze, from somewhere in the distance. From the low position of the sun, John guessed it was either very early morning or almost night.
Look!
One of the bearded men stood up and pointed at something in the distance. John looked in the direction the man was pointing and saw the shape of a person. Another man on the boat spoke up.
Who is this who asks about our catch?
I don't know, but I can't believe it. All night on the sea and not a single fish.
The man standing said,
Nathaniel, please believe that we will catch fish tomorrow. You've been carrying a lot of things in your heart. I know that God will not forget us.
You're right, Didymus. I'm sorry. That was just so much work for nothing,
Nathaniel replied. John rubbed his face. How on earth did he get on a primitive fishing boat with a bunch of dirty fishermen? Where did the airplane go? Where was Margaret? Then, in unison, the fishermen answered the person who asked about catching fish.
No!
John was confused. The shape in the distance became a man standing on the shore, where the water lapped up over the land.
Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
John watched the men who surrounded him reach down and grab a heavy fishing net. Together, they obeyed the command and tossed it over the right side. John watched it sink below the surface. After a few minutes of silence, the men tried hauling the net in, but couldn't.
It's filled with fish! Impossible!
At that moment, a connection was made. John remembered what all this was. The Bible story where Jesus returned from the grave and appeared to his friends by the Sea of Galilee. How on earth was he able to be in the middle of this miracle?
It is the Lord!
One of the fishermen who stood in front of John wrapped his outer garment around him. The man smiled and jumped over the side of the boat into the water.
Simon Peter!
Another man yelled after the one who jumped in. John watched Simon Peter swim toward the shore.
Let's go! We are about 100 yards away. Since the net is too heavy, we can pull it into shore.
The fishermen lowered 2 big wooden oars into the water and started rowing. When they reached the shore, John hopped out of the boat and landed on the sand. He wiped his hands off on his jeans and looked over at the man who had asked if the men had caught any fish. John knew the story. That meant that the robed man with long hair and an epic beard standing in front of him was Jesus.
No way!
Simon Peter crawled out of the water and ran to Jesus and gave him a huge bear hug. Behind Jesus, John noticed a fire made from burning coals. On it, fish were cooking. After hugging Peter, Jesus said,
"Bring some of the fish you have just caught."
John watched Peter climb back into the boat and grab the net. The disciple climbed back into the shallow water and dragged the net ashore. The other disciple